Great Perils Show the Stance of a Master. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Great perils show the stance of a master. Now, what is a peril? We can look it up in the dictionary, P-E-R-I-L, and it's a nice short word for challenges, for things that are perhaps life-threatening, things that are family-threatening, like the fire could be a peril as it gets too close to your house. And like earthquake could be too much if it gets, you're too near it. But there are people who are in earthquake centers and they were untouched. But all around them, everything got shook up. Why is this? Why is this? Because great perils show the stance of a master. When you say to yourself, all is in harmony, all is peace, there is peace on earth and it began with me. When you say that to yourself, and then you look out and you see something that you would call not peaceful, well, that's because you haven't got yourself a clear conscience. You haven't got yourself a clear thinking system that all is peaceful now. All is in harmony now. You see, it's very tough to do that because the tendency that we have is to look at things and say, whatever the appearance is, that's what is. Whatever we see, that's what is. And when we do that, then we're no better than the lowest human being on the face of the earth or any animal. What does an animal do? An animal, a dog will see a person coming and sense that person has bad vibrations, they're unhappy with themselves, they feel angry, they're hurt, they're doing what? And the dog growls at them and says, don't come too close to me. You're a person who doesn't know what you're going to do next. You're a person with uncontrolled habits, and don't come too close to me. And so the person comes close to the dog and wants to pet the dog. And the dog says, be careful, I'll take a nip out of you. Don't. Arr, you know. And the person doesn't back off. And so the dog either takes a nip or runs away, if it can. It does not want to be part of an unstable being who is unable to handle their emotions and handle their feelings and handle their attitudes. Because these attitudes, if we let that happen, we're nothing. We are manipulated by a world that we created. We created an unstable world, and then we allow ourselves to be manipulated by an unstable world. But what the heck? That's all part of the game of life. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter because there are wars on earth. There is pestilence. There is perils all over the place. There is diseases running rampant. There is poverty, and there is uneducation. People lack education to help them achieve the goals that everyone should have. And, I don't know, we could probably go into a lot more garbage. But, you see, that's where your thought is. That's where your thought is. If I say something to you, as I said a while ago, I say, what do you do with an unstable person? How do you treat an unstable? I recognize that they are unstable and that I treat them to be harmonious. I said, no. What do you do with an unstable person? You create that unstable person stable in your consciousness first by liking yourself. And if you like yourself, you cannot see anything outside of yourself that you don't like. And then as you create things outside of yourself, first like yourself. When you get up in the morning, lay there for a moment and say, I like me, 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 until it's time to go to sleep. No, and say it often. And then get up. And then the telephone rings, and here's a tough case for a person who wants a practitioner. And you say, oh my goodness sakes, this is a tough case. No, no, no. You're not dealing with that case. You're dealing with your perfection manifest in that person because they are your reflection. And so you see them whole and perfect. You see them wonderful. And you say, all is peace. I see you, peace. All is peace. Take a deep breath now, and you too. All is peace. And then all is peace. And then keep playing that for a little while. And then say, okay, is there anything else I can help you with? You know? And they say, oh, thank you so much. Now, you didn't touch their problem at all, but you gave them help with their solution. And you empowered their solution. And that's what we want to do. The perils of life show the status of a master. If a master knows the teachings well, he will not be touched by what he sees out, but he will not look at that sort of thing. He will not look at it. He will look around him and he will see the magnificence that's in himself. He will look around him and he will see everybody joyous and happy and wonderful. But how can I impress this upon you? If you see garbage, that's what's inside of you. If some practitioner person calls up wanting treatment and they want to give you their garbage, that's you. That's you. That's inside of you. You haven't cleaned house first before you pick up the telephone and be a practitioner. When you pick up the telephone and be a practitioner, you got to say, all is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. And then the telephone rings or whatever, and you talk to the person and they say, I'd like a practitioner to work with me. Very good, ma'am, sir. I see you whole and perfect right now. I see you knowing that you like yourself and that everything in your world is fulfilling and beautiful and good. Just have a wonderful day and know that this is who you really are now and forever or more, as long as that's your choice. Thank you for calling. Goodbye. You see, if you do the talking and you tell these people the truth about themselves from what you see as the truth about yourself, then they will experience that. And by the time they want to say goodbye or, oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You don't give them a chance to say that because you don't need thank you. You just say, I see you whole and perfect. I see you fantastic. I see you glorious. You are magnificent. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for calling. Call again. And goodbye. You know, goodbye. That takes guts to do that. But if you believe in yourself, if that's truly how you see them, then that's great. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's a peril that a master faces, to have the appearances blossom up in front of him and not to give it any power. You know? That's what it's all about. And you're not changing the other person. You're not changing anything. You're just changing your attitude about yourself. And if you can only see people whole and perfect, you're the most magnificent practitioner on the face of the earth. If you see people becoming whole and perfect, or becoming aware of their wholeness and perfection, or learning the affirmations that is going to make them whole and perfect, then you're not there. Es ist getan. It is done now and forevermore. We do not push people into their treatment. We see them what we see them, and we are so joyously, not overwhelmed, but so joyously overwhelmed with who we are and what we believe, and we just shine it in their face, and they say, my God, I think I made a mistake. I am okay. And that's wonderful. But just remember, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Great perils show the stance of a master. Now, you'll be taken to task by little things. Your son will come up to you and say, Mommy, why is the world so bad? Or your daughter will come up, say, Mommy, why is it the men all look at me so strange? Just because I'm 16, you know, or at 16 she knows, but at 13 or 14 she doesn't know, you know. And you say, sweetheart, you love yourself and you love everybody in the world, and no one will ever look at you like that, because they will only see your love. They'll only see your unconditional love. And you see, wow. What men are looking at you? What men are giving you that sort of... Don't empower that nonsense, you know? Don't empower that. My, my, my. Great perils show the stance. How well a master can handle himself. The stance of a master. How well can you handle yourself? Ask yourself that question. and then begin to practice the treatment. I like me, all is in divine order, and it's done. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.